Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it's good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today. We'll get straight to the calls here in just a little bit, so don't worry about that. The call-in number is 347-327-9316 if you'd like to be a part of the show. Again, the call-in number is 347-327-9316. Man, it's good to be back on air. I've been off air for a little bit, and it's good to be back on air, and I've missed you all, and I'll be talking more about what's ahead, for the future of Spiritual Talk Radio and all that as we go on today. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll take your calls. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for my listeners, as always, and I ask that you would just meet their needs today, physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs that they have. Father, Mother God, that you would meet those needs. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this program. I thank you for the opportunity to share my gift with the listeners that are listening today. And Father, Mother God, we just thank you again for them. And we say namaste and we say amen. Let's go ahead and get some calls on here with me. Let's start with 216. You're on air with me. Hello.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
Good. I can hear you. At first, I heard an echo. Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling in on Skype, so there might be an echo problem. So
okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Happy Monday.
I can help. Happy Monday.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here is my question. I'm trying to focus this on as broad, as specific as I can be. I am in the process right now of looking for employment. I have a few things pending right now, and I had a phone interview today with a great company, and I'm hoping I get in for an interview. It's a trust company. I won't tell you the name of it. The bottom line is, do you see me employed by the end of the year? How's that?
Yeah, I see you. I see you working by the end of the year. Definitely working by the end of the year. The one thing that I would see with this opportunity is I do see
today.
You getting a, I see you getting a, another interview with them. You should hear from them by the end of this week with another interview. I would say this feels really good to me.
I know you're not God.
I'm not God. No,
I know.
I'm just a messenger, so, but.
And, you know, this one is a temp to perm. It's a contract job, but it's great money, and I don't care at this point if I get my foot in the door and prove myself. You know what I'm saying? I know. That's why I'm looking towards it. I don't care if it's temp, because it's a job that I'm interested in.
Right. It's something that you really want to do, and you have desire to do it. Like I said, I'm getting every vibration that would tell me that this is a good job for you. So
okay.
I would just manifest it, keep seeing you, working there, see this coming to fulfillment. I say that by the end of the week you should hear something in a positive way.
And the bottom line is, you see me working by the end of the year.
Yeah, I see you working by the end of the year.
Okay.
I see you working by next month.
Thanksgiving.
So.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It takes a couple weeks, the background check and all that stuff. I know. Perfect. Listen, Michael, thank you so much. I think this is the first time I've ever called in to talk, speak to you.
Well, I'm glad that you did today, and I'm glad that we're on air so you could have called in. So. You have good energy. You have very good vibration yourself, and so just trust your own intuition, and you know, it's not going to leave.
I know.
You alone. Yeah.
I know. Thank
All right.
you.
You're
have
welcome.
A
you have
day.
A great
okay,
day,
Michael. Blessings.
Yeah, I will.
That's my favorite name for. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go ahead and my switchboard will cooperate. Let's go ahead and go to 414. You're on air with me.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Okay. I went for an interview last week, and it went very well. And I know I should be hearing something this week. I'm not worried about the process of getting the job because I know I will get it. My question is, do you see any financials coming all together to be able to move because the job is out of town, it's in another state? Do you see my finances coming together? I mean, this job, I think, starts, well, I know it starts in October.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know exactly why, so I'm just gonna repeat back to you what I think the question is, just to be sure I'm on the right page, so we don't have any confusion.
Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you much better now. Thank you.
Because I had you on my speakerphone. Okay. Did you want me to repeat everything?
Yeah, you can repeat everything. That would really help me. I'm sorry. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, you're fine. I went for a job interview last week, and it went well, and I know I'll get it. They should be calling me sometime this week. But my question is that it's out of state, and I want to know what all my finances, my husband thinking that our finances might hinder us from moving, like to get a house, to get a place to, well, get a place to stay, the travel expenses, would that all fall in place before we go? And this job starts next month. I believe that, yeah, it does
starts
next month.
Starts next month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would see your financial situation. It's gonna be a little hard. You're gonna have to pinch some pennies, but I do feel like that. You know, you'll be able to move. Again, you know, you already mentioned that this job is going to call you. I would say, you know, by the end of the week, you know, you should hear something on this. You know, if Spirit's providing this, this is one thing I want to tell you. If Spirit is providing this, which Spirit is providing this to you, then they're going to provide the finances to get you to where you need to be. They're not going to just give you a job and then say, okay, how are you going to get there? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like the things are going to come together for you where you are going to have the finances to get a house, to, you know, to get to the location, actually, you know. So I definitely see it coming together for you. So hopefully that helps.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
first time
no problem.
Talking to you as well.
Oh, well, I appreciate you calling in. It was nice talking to you. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, I appreciate all the new calls today. That's awesome, so. All right, let's go ahead. And if you would like to be a part of the program, you can call in at 347-327-9316. And if you're new to Blog Talk, you need to push your 1 to get on air with me. Otherwise, you can listen on your phone. But you know, if you want to talk to me, you do have to push your 1. Let's go ahead and let's talk to 678. You're on air with me. Hi,
Michael, it's Susie. How are you, and where have you been hiding out?
Yeah, I've been hiding out for a little bit, but it's good to be back on air. So.
Very good.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are your parents doing?
They're doing good. They can't complain. So.
Okay, and how about Angel?
She's doing good. She's sitting right here beside me.
Of course she is. That's wonderful. I'm so glad that you're back on, Michael, and I hope that you'll be on more often.
That's our plan, so hopefully we'll be back on air on a regular basis now. So.
Okay, very good. Wonderful.
So how can I help? Do you have a question or?
Yeah, sure. I've recently heard from somebody from my past that I was seeing very briefly, and wanted to see if you see a future for us romantically. I'm hoping so.
Yeah. I will tell you what I'm picking up, and just remember I'm just a messenger, so don't get mad at me. I feel like that this relationship will develop in time, but it's just going to take some time. You know, I feel very rocky about it. I don't feel good about it. I just feel like that there's something that is not going to be said or needs to be said, you know, down the line. And one thing that I would tell you is, you know, communication is the key to any relationship, Susie B. And so just, you know, just be clear what you want. And, you know, and also don't rush into this. You know, like I said, you know, there's something about it that I don't feel good about, and I don't know what that is. I can't put a finger on it. But mm-hmm. The one thing I would tell you is just be very cautious as you move forward. We don't want you to get hurt. You know, we don't want any hurt feelings or anything like that. So, but I would definitely, you know, keep moving forward with it, but just be cautious about it as you go forward.
Okay, I sure will, Michael. Thank you so much for that advice.
No problem. So I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, Michael. Thanks for being there. Love you, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and wait for my switchboard to work here. Okay, there we go. 609, you're on air with me.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good. How can I help?
I'm just wondering if there's a way I could... I've been having a chronic coughing, and I've been to every doctor there's been I can for all kind of tests, and I've had it for at least 10 years, and it's getting to where... it's getting too much, and I just don't know where to turn to look for help for that and why I have that.
Okay. Yeah, let me be quiet for just a minute and let me tune in to this and be sure. So this has been going on. So this has been going on for a while now?
Yes, long time.
Long time, okay. And you've been to doctors and they can't find out what's going on with it, or...
Yes, I've had all kind of tests, and every day I cough. All I got to do is smell something, eat something, and then I go to coughing, and I can't get my breath in my... I cough so much my rib cage start hurting, and it's just wearing me down. I wish I knew which way to turn.
Okay. I'm a medical intuitive as well, so let me see if I can figure out what's going on here, okay?
Okay.
I have no medical training. You know, I'm not a doctor or a nurse or any of that stuff, so, but let me see if I can pick up on what's causing this. I'm picking up immediately that it's like an allergy, of some sort that's causing this. But I don't know what to do about it. But I'm picking up that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I have allergies to like dust and dust mites and stuff like that. But this is, it's more of a coughing.
Yeah.
I didn't think allergies cause coughing. But I guess maybe
allergies can cause coughing. I've had some allergies that where I cough a little bit, so it could be you know that your throat is getting irritated and stuff like that. But you know, I feel like it's an allergy, so I would you know, continue to seek out medical help on this. I don't know why they're not seeing this and why they can't help you.
I guess maybe I have to take allergy medicine on a daily basis or something to try to.
Yeah, I would try that. You know, again, I would seek medical advice on this. But, you know, ask your doctor if there is something that you can take, you know, on a regular basis that could help with this allergy that you're having. So
you think it's just allergies, nothing, anything else seriously wrong with me anywhere else, just basic allergies?
Yeah, let me look a little deeper on this. I don't see anything that I'm really concerned about. I don't see anything, you know, really big going on in you that could be causing this. So, but I would just, you know, like I said, you know, check with the physical doctor.
Yeah, I've had all kind of things. I mean, I have sinusitis and stuff like that. But it's probably allergies of some sorts, and I just developed it. I don't know how, but it's chronic, and it's everyday type of thing. And people think I'm sick, but I'm not sick. You know, it's just my throat starts to tickle, and that's it. I'm done. I'm coughing, you know. So
And I'm really sorry that I can't help you any more than I can.
Fine. That's fine. Maybe just confirming it's allergies, and maybe I got to focus more on treating allergies. You know, maybe taking allergy medicine on a constant basis, which I have not been really doing, which I should. So I just wanted to make sure it wasn't something serious or anything underlying, because I've never been a smoker or anything like that. So I just don't know why I got this, but I do. So.
I don't see anything. You know, I checked for, you know, like cancer or something like that, you know, and I didn't see any of that kind of stuff going on. I didn't see anything that is an underlying cause of this, except, you know, the first thing that I picked up was allergies, especially since you said, you know, you eat something and then you start coughing or, you know, something like that. So to me, you know, those are allergy symptoms. But, you know, but the one thing that we can rule out is I don't see anything serious. So, you know, we don't want you worrying and going into a place of fear. So, all right.
Okay. I appreciate that. I really do. So
no
I just
problem.
Feel comfortable now. I'll try to see if I can get it under control. Thank you very much.
No problem. I hope you get better. I'll be praying for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Let's see if the switchboard will close. All right. Let's go with 410. You're on air with me.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Kathy.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an honor to talk to you today. How can I help?
Oh, how nice. You know, I wanted to tell you about the last lady that called in. Also,
okay.
My husband had precancer in his throat, and he started out with a raspy voice, so I'm sure she's gone to the ENT to get tested.
Right.
You know, the ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Right.
Yeah. And he keeps having these outpatient surgeries for precancer, and it's on his vocal cords, and they have to scrape, and they can't scrape a whole lot. And for some reason, it keeps coming back.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry he's going through that. So,
So anyways, my question is, what's coming up on my spiritual journey?
Okay. That is a good question. Let me see if I can get you a good answer. They're telling me that you need to just calm down a little bit. I don't know if you've been a little bit anxious lately.
Yeah.
First thing I'm picking up is that you just need to calm down, not get into your head. A lot of times we can get into our head and get out of spirit, you know, get out of center. And I think the one thing that's important to you right now, as you deal with, you know, your husband, as you deal with some of the everyday life situations that we all have to deal with, is to really watch that you're not getting into your head, that you're not overanalyzing things.
Yeah, I kind of stopped that, and I'm doing more meditation.
Yeah, that's good, and that's a good key to your spiritual growth. But as far as your spiritual growth goes, I definitely see a lot of movement for you in the next few months. As you go into October, November, December of this year, I really feel like that things are going to start calming down for you. And you're going to start having more dreams. So pay attention to your dreams. They're telling me that you're going to start having more vivid dreams. So pay attention to that. But I definitely just feel calmness. I just feel like that things are going to start settling down for you. So
okay.
I would focus on that.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hopefully that helps you. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. If you would like to call into the show, you can at 347-327-9316. I think I've spoke to everybody, so 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. So we have about 7 minutes left. Okay, let me see. I just had some numbers pop up. Let me go to 240, see if I've already spoke to you. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Connie.
Hi.
How are you?
How can I help you?
Just a question. Just a general, really.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you, so.
Just a general reading? Whatever you're picking up from me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and see what I pick up for you. Have you been having? Don't tell me what's causing this, but have you been having a rough time the last couple weeks? Have you been going through a rough period?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I get a lot of worry with you. I'm picking up a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, things like that with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. All right. This too shall pass. I feel like that this is just a trial that you've been going through. I've been going through some stuff personally on a personal level myself. That's why we haven't been on air. But, you know, we all have to do what we have to do to take care of ourselves and you know, stuff like that. The one thing that would help you is meditation, you know, just quieting your mind. But I feel like this stuff that you've been going through, it shall pass by the end of the month. You're still going to struggle with it through September, but, you know, if you look at where we're at in September, we're about midway in September already. So it should be clearing up as you go into October, November, and December. They should be better months for you on a spiritual level. The one thing that I keep hearing is don't go into a place of fear. I don't know what that means exactly, but that's what I keep hearing. So, you know, your finances are going to get better as you go into October. I don't see anything, you know, worried about your health or anything like that. I don't see anything there. So I would just trust Spirit to lead you and move you forward. Okay?
All right, great.
All right. You take care of yourself. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Calling number again to the program. I do have open lines at the moment. 347-327-9316. If I haven't talked to you, you might want to blink your phone because everybody has called in. And so if I haven't talked to you, you might just push your one again. And you know, if you've been just waiting to talk to me, but I think I've talked to everybody. So, all right. You might just push your ones if you've already been on air. So, thank you. Okay. Let me go to 313.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Yes, my name's Sheree. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. I have a question for you. I was wondering how a guy named Sam felt about me. Please and thank you.
Okay, the person that you're asking about again, what's their name again?
Sam.
Sam, okay.
And my name is Sherelle. Right. Thank you.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, Sherelle, and hopefully I can help
you
today.
Nice talking to you, too.
I feel good about this relationship. I really do feel good about this. Have you guys been dating for a while, or is this just something new that's happening?
We've been talking since last year of July, but he has a girlfriend, and I'm talking to another guy, but our communication is so whack, and we haven't been out since last year, so I don't know how it is with us.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I feel like he just don't like me, or he's just uninterested because he ignores me and everything. But I'll let you continue. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. You know, let me slow down. I've been talking for a while, and let me focus on this. I got some time to talk to you, so
okay.
let me just slow down because I think I'm getting in a hurry and I don't want to miss something and give you the wrong advice or anything like that. So,
okay, no problem. So I've been dating a guy named Michael for 6 years. So,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel a stronger connection with the guy that you just mentioned. The guy you've been seeing for. Yeah. I feel a stronger connection there on every level. You guys connect better.
Yes, we do.
But I with this other guy, I don't feel like it's going to go anywhere. I'm sorry to tell you that, but I just feel like that he can't give you what you need, and so. My advice would be, you know, to pursue something else, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to continue talking to the guy for 6 years that I've been knowing versus Sam because when we split up the year with me and the other guy, he was just a friend. And he just don't have no time. He's busy, no communication, no phone call, no text. We don't go out. So the reason I called him, like, you know, how does he feel? Does he like me? Is he interested? He's uninterested? I don't know what I'd be doing wrong. But there's so much I can do.
Yeah. You can only be you, and that's what's important is just to be you. And you know, the one thing that I don't want you to do is to get into a place of where you say, okay, something has to be wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you. You're perfect in every way. So I don't want you to get into a place of going, okay, there's something wrong with me. It's my fault that things are not working out. But I would pursue the relationship that you've been in for 6 years and see where that goes. That's a better fit for you. So.
Yeah, me too. I think it's a fit for me too. Okay, thank you, sweetie. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate
you're welcome.
You have a good day. Okay.
You too. Okay, we're almost out of time. I got about 10 seconds left. We will be on air again on tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central. So, again, we were not live right now, so we will be on air again tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central, which is Tuesday. And so, all right, you guys have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Be blessed always, and I'll talk to you again when we talk again. All right, bye-bye.